This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. And I suppose this is a wildlife encounter edition, although it's a twofer. Yes, a twofer. Well, I've been sharing with you about my hike up in Sierra Anchas with Darren Willow the last couple of weeks. And, you know, one night we were hiking up and up and up old roads that were once used by the miners, but now, well, they're passable with a dirt bike, I suppose. But the floods after the fires up there last spring, man, some pretty rugged washouts. I could drive my four-wheel drive truck in about 75 yards. That's about how far I made it. But we hiked up and we hiked up because Dar wanted to show us where there was a fig tree, of all things, at 5,500 feet in the middle of a Douglas fir forest. I'm guessing that one of those miners' wives said, oh, those boys need some good Fig Newtons for their lunch boxes. I don't know. But we had hiked up, and it was getting dark. And, of course, we had been not thinking about going that late, and it was getting dark. The moon was not going to be up until 2 in the morning. So we're heading down the trail. Now it's a big, wide old road, and so it's easy to follow. No worries there. And I'm moving a little faster. Willow and Dar kind of hanging back and chatting, and the dogs are with me. I've got big old Augie dog, my Malamute, and Dar's little dog, Lula. I think she's a Basenji. Is that right, Dar? And we're coming down the trail, and we're coming down the trail, and as the dogs pass a certain point, there it is. There's a rattlesnake right there on the trail. Now, Augie, he just kind of kept going. Lula, what a sweetheart. She comes back and looks at me, and it shakes wide berth around it. So I hung out for a minute or two, waited for my friends to catch up, and made sure that they were going to walk on the side of the road away from the snake. Now, as if that weren't enough excitement, as the dusk turns to dark a little further down the trail, all of a sudden the dogs are off into the brush underneath, and there's a lot of sycamore trees in there, and those sycamore leaves make a lot of rustling noises when two dogs are popping around in there, and oh, I come even with them, and that's an unmistakable odor. I don't know if it was a striped skunk or a spotted skunk, but it was a skunk. Oh, and Lula caught just a little glancing blow of the skunk's warning shot. And the odor followed me down canyon all the way to the campsite. Oh, what fun, what joy. Rattlesnakes and skunks in the dark. Well, you know, the trick is be taking your time, folks. Yes, you might be anxious to get back to that campsite, but don't be in a rush and be aware of your surroundings. Be ready to stop on an instant's notice and pay attention to the sounds so that you know how to stay away from those nocturnal creatures that do not have our best interests in mind all the time. So looking forward to seeing you enjoying a hike in the dark, or maybe just the dusk. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberline.